Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Schell with Second Vet Integrative Animal Portal, and today we're talking about insulin and leptin resistance in the horse. Insulin, and in more recent years, leptin, have gained much attention among horse owners for a variety of reasons. In most cases, the two hormones are often associated with metabolic syndrome in the horse and the increased risk of laminitis. Despite the increased attention to both insulin and leptin, many horse owners are often at a loss as to how to interpret these values and what they actually mean regarding their horse's health. Should you truly be concerned about these two values, or is there a bigger problem or a bigger picture that you should be focusing on in order to benefit your horse with perceived leptin or insulin resistance? There are many hormones that are created and released within the horse's body on a daily basis that impact normal health and cellular function. Insulin and leptin have gained a large amount of attention in recent years, and elevation in both generally coincide with metabolic syndrome in the horse. Many horse owners with the easy keeper type, especially if laminitis is a concern, are likely very familiar with having blood drawn to evaluate these two hormones. As an owner, you likely have values reported back to you by your veterinarian, but do you truly understand what they indicate and how to best intervene? Insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas with the main function of helping to move sugar molecules into the cell to facilitate energy production. Insulin levels generally rise with food intake, as the sugars present in the food will stimulate insulin production. The degree to which insulin is produced in response to a given food is dependent on the glycemic index of that food, which is how readily available the sugars are for absorption. A spoonful of sugar, as an example, has readily available simple sugars which will be absorbed quickly and create a quick insulin surge or spike in production. In comparison, other foods have more complex carbohydrates or sugars, which require more processing time during digestion to break them down into simplistic forms for absorption. These foods have a lower glycemic index. Green foods, such as vegetables and other forages, are an example. This more complex form of sugars produces a slower rise in insulin production rather than a quick spike. Leptin, often referred to as the satiety hormone, is produced by adipose tissue or fat in the body. The hormone is produced, present in the bloodstream, and inserts its action on the hypothalamus in the brain, creating a decreased state of hunger or a sense of satiety. The main purpose of leptin is to help regulate energy expenditure in the body and control fat stores. Ghrelin is a hormone that opposes leptin and is the hunger hormone, stimulating an appetite in the horse, while leptin suppresses the appetite. Insulin and leptin hormones, resistance development. Equine metabolic syndrome is not too far removed from metabolic syndrome in the human. It is a syndrome as there are several facets to the disease process, creating several clinical problems for the equine patient. This condition is often directly associated with increased weight gain and reduced exercise in the horse. These two factors are the primary underlying contributors, but the end consequence is what creates the clinical problems in the average metabolic equine patient. When a horse owner with a metabolic equine patient has blood levels determined for these two hormones, being insulin or leptin, often the levels are reported as being high or outside of the normal range. These high levels generally are indicative of resistance, whether that be insulin or leptin resistance. While this is true in many cases, it is not always correct. Even if true resistance was present, whether insulin or leptin, the ultimate question is, what does this mean for the horse or the owner? Look at these hormones as being keys that fit into a lock. When the key is inserted into that lock, something happens in the body or in the cell. In the case of insulin, when it is inserted into a lock or receptor in the cell wall, it helps to move sugar molecules into the cell. In the case of leptin, when it is inserted into a lock or receptor in the hypothalamus, the appetite levels begin to drop. If you block the lock mechanism, which is the cellular receptor, then in theory, you end up with higher levels of unbound or circulating insulin or leptin. This is technically a state of resistance. Creating higher levels of circulating insulin or leptin in the horse as a result of the receptor or lock being blocked or not functioning correctly. This is in comparison to either an excess production of these two hormones or a decreased production. Technically, in cases of insulin or leptin resistance, the hormone is likely being produced normally, but it is just not able to engage in the lock or the receptor. Thus, levels are increased in the bloodstream. True diabetic conditions, type 1 or type 2, are rare in the horse. The main question is what creates this block receptor or lock mechanism in the horse? What creates this state of insulin or leptin resistance in the horse? Is this insulin or leptin resistance truly the main problem, or is it a secondary issue? Inflammation and insulin or leptin resistance in the horse. Chronic inflammation is a complex cellular process involving many steps or events in the body and is an event that is precipitated by many other events. In human research, the process of chronic inflammation in the body has been closely linked to almost every health condition, with metabolic syndrome and insulin/leptin resistance being just one of them. The same is very likely true of the horse, as our physiology is not too far removed from theirs on a cellular level. The process of chronic inflammation is beyond the scope of this article, but the take-home point is that cellular signaling is directly tied with the insulin and leptin resistance in the horse. The inflammatory proteins directly impact not only the secretion or release of insulin or leptin, but also impact the function of the receptors or the lock mechanism on a cellular level. When the receptors are altered in their function, insulin and leptin cannot bind properly, and thus their levels will rise in the bloodstream. This is insulin and leptin resistance. The receptor becomes resistant to the binding of the hormones in the horse as a result of the inflammatory process that is present. The main contributors to chronic inflammation in the equine metabolic syndrome patient include, 1, an overweight body condition, 2, reduced exercise or activity, 3, stress, whether if that's emotional or physical, 4 is dietary contributions, and 5 is gastrointestinal dysfunction. In the equine metabolic patient or syndrome, the levels of inflammation are often elevated compared to the normal horse. An overweight body condition with higher levels of fat accumulation are often directly associated with an increased level of inflammation in the body due to the fat cells secreting their own inflammatory proteins. So, just by being overweight, the horse increases the level of inflammation and also the negative consequences. Additionally, many of these equine metabolic patients have a reduced level of exercise, often being confined to a dry lot or small paddock with little movement throughout the day. A lowered level of physical activity not only reduces calorie burn in the horse, contributing to weight gain, but a lowered level of exercise is also directly linked to higher levels of internal inflammation. Stress is also a major contributor to increased levels of inflammation in the equine metabolic patient. Stress is a physiological response by the body to a stressor. This stressor can be a state of non-health in the horse, implying that they did not or that they do not feel good physically, which then creates internal stress due to a state of dis-ease or a lack of homeostasis. Additionally, stress can be created in the horse in response to being confined to a small paddock with little movement. Stress can also be created by pain associated with laminitis or even associated with a nutrient-deprived diet. The diet being fed to the average equine metabolic patient can also work for you or against you, just as it does in human medicine. Diets that are higher in processed food components with artificial ingredients, additives, preservatives are generally connected with higher levels of inflammation in the body. Diets that are natural, whole food-based, and lower in grains are generally healthier and associated with lower levels of inflammation. Likewise, you need to remember that any horse that is unhealthy or clinically sick is in a state in which there is higher demand for nutrients to facilitate cellular repair. Interestingly enough, in many equine metabolic patients, they are on processed diets with lower quality of forage provided for nutrient intake. This is done with the primary goal of reducing available carbohydrates, believing that the carbohydrates are the cause for the condition. This state of nutrient deprivation can create a state of internal stress within the horse, and likewise contribute to more inflammation. The gastrointestinal tract can also be a prominent source of inflammation for the average equine metabolic patient. There is more to this organ system than just taking in food and digesting it properly. The microbiome is an extensive network of bacteria, protozoa, and yeast that are present throughout sections of the digestive tract, ideally in balance. When these microorganisms get out of balance, a dysbiosis exists, and this imbalance not only impacts proper food digestion, but contributes to inflammatory changes in the horse. These inflammatory changes can be linked to the bacterial types that overgrow, but it can also be connected to changes in the gut wall, which is referred to as leaky gut syndrome. These changes all contribute to increased levels of endotoxin in the bloodstream, which then contributes immensely to inflammation in the horse. Inflammation, the bottom line connector in the horse. When it comes to equine metabolic syndrome, or EMS, increased insulin and leptin levels are very common. The increased levels are often correlated with resistance on a cellular level, and this resistance is closely tied in and created by inflammatory changes in the body. In most cases, when the hormone levels are elevated, it creates a state of tension for the owners, almost grasping at straws regarding management. The solutions for managing insulin and leptin resistance are few, at least in the medical world, which is what leaves many owners feeling helpless at times and also greatly reduces the overall improvement in these horses. Leptin and/or insulin resistance in the horse are a result of a progression or a deterioration of the clinical problem in the patient. Metabolic syndrome starts off slowly and progresses over time. Many horses do not demonstrate in leptin or insulin resistance for years as their condition progresses. Thus, the problem of insulin or leptin resistance are not clinical problems in and of themselves, but signify a worsening of the inflammatory status of the equine patient. If you begin to understand the connection between inflammation and the rise in leptin or insulin, you can then hopefully see that the inflammatory changes are the primary problem. The rise in insulin or leptin are actually secondary events, not primary ones. If you take measures to better manage the primary problem, being inflammation, the outcome for the horse can be greatly improved in addition to better improved leptin and insulin levels. We will discuss options for better management of insulin and leptin resistance in the horse in the next article. Thank you.